Welcome to Your Life, Your Way, a podcast series where TMU students and faculty members share their stories about working, studying, and living in Taiwan. Now, let's get started.
Hi there, everyone. It's time for another edition of Your Life, Your Way, your podcast here with TMU. My name is Joseph Lin. That's Taipei Medical University, by the way. And today we're going to talk about a subject that has to do with being diverse and being international and how to tie all that together at TMU. So today we have invited two members of the OGE squad. Now, OGE doesn't stand for old gangster or of any sort. I'll have them explain the terminology themselves. Please welcome to the show, Andrea Patricia Cano, is it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, Cano Romero?
Kind of. You missed the R's, but...
Oh, I see. I need to do the little tongue twister. Okay, the Andrea Patricia Cano. Cano?
Cano.
Yeah. Romero.
Yeah, that's correct.
Who studies a master's in healthcare administration, and you are actually from Honduras.
Yeah.
From Central America.
Yeah, in Central America.
Oh, very, very fascinating. As well as your, I guess, schoolmate and team member, Ella Chen, who is studying bachelor in pharmacy at TMU, and you are from Taiwan.
Yes, that's right.
How are you two?
Good.
A little bit cold. It's chilly over here, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the FM studios, we tend to keep things cold for the machines, and we're just here as byproducts.
No, but in general, Taiwan is too cold for me.
Is that right? Oh, you're talking about the culture and the country, huh?
I was talking about the weather. Ah. Don't put words in my mouth.
Honduras is generally a hot country.
Hot. Yeah, huh? We are like south of the equator, like really near.
Oh, you're near the equator, so yeah. It's pretty much like summertime all year round.
All year round, yeah. 35 degrees, 40 degrees is my normal.
Okay, so it's kind of nice to have four seasons here. What did you say?
It's too cold for me. That is still sun. It's too cold for me.
Well, welcome to Taiwan, and sounds like you're doing pretty well for the last year or two.
Yeah, I have enjoyed my time here in Taiwan, not just by my professional aspect at school, but actually the cultural engagement that you were mentioning and getting to know a culture that is so different from mine.
Mm, okay. Yeah. We'll explain what OGE means, but first we want to get to know Ella as well. So you are from Taiwan.
Yes, I am.
All right. And you've been studying at TMU for how long now?
Like the same, like a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. So sophomores right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have already gotten your feet wet, and now you're helping students, local students and international students to kind of, you know, work together
and
live together and play together, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy that you kind of represent the Taiwan side, I suppose, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
Then you, the international side.
Yeah.
Let's talk about OGE squad then, okay? What does that stand for? What is it about?
Well, the OGE squad is a group of student volunteers, and we are under the Office of Global Engagement. That's why the OGE, Office of Global Engagement.
Ah.
And squad, because we are a group, right? We want to make it chill, like stuff like that.
Right.
So basically, our mission is to like foster the connection between international students and Taiwanese students.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by creating an environment where we create these opportunities for them to engage, to have like a relationship, to really talk. Because that's something for me, it was hard at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, Office of Global Engagement. And I like how those three words actually all mean something, you know, because first of all, your team, so it's office, global engagement, that word is very important. You know, TMU, of course, has a very diverse body of student, and you guys have, you know, academics that you get involved with, but how to engage everyone together in other activities is very important. So that's what that whole word is about, engagement, right? And having a squad, I love it, man. It sounds like you guys are a dance team or something.
Yeah, actually, that's the fun part, because sometimes after events, we just stay there with our other squad members, and we just do karaoke. And it's like, the funny thing is that we are not singing just English. That it's our, like, the way we communicate between each other. But sometimes I can put, like, Spanish song, and we teach them how to dance salsa, chata. Or we have, like, our Indian friends that they teach you how to dance, like, the dance, Bollywood type of dance.
Right.
Or our Taiwanese friends, they teach us, like, Taiwanese, like some wars in Taiwanese.
Of course.
So it's a really fun experience. It's not just about cultivating the environment for others, but also creating this engagement between each other.
Right. And I think to have a good balance of social life, of a cultural life, along with your academic life is so important, right? Mm-hmm. To have that balance, it actually helps you do better at school too.
Yeah, it teaches you skills. Like, we were discussing this with Ella before. Like, in my case, I worked before. I have the experience of working with other people. But in her case, she hasn't had, like, the working experience. She's still a bachelor. So I think this type of places are great opportunities for that.
Right, right. You have exchanges like that. Now, what were your perceptions of international students for Ella's case or in Andrea's case of local students before joining the squad here?
Okay, I'm going to answer that first.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So before joining the OG, I was like, it's really limited because as I tell you, I come from Honduras. In Honduras, there's not a lot of Asian influence yet.
Okay.
So the cultural aspect is pretty limited. But after that, I learned so many stuff about working with what I'm telling you, that working with a lot of people, not only that have different personalities in a work environment, but also you have to now consider this different perception from a cultural aspect.
True.
So it's harder to engage and you have to deal better with people.
Right.
So I think that's the thing what I gained in OG.
Yeah.
And how these diversities make us one as well.
Yeah. And even if you had experience, you know, socializing with people from Taiwan or Asia back in your home country, to be in a country where you're
minority.
Right, the minority that's coming in. That's a different lesson as well to learn, right? So sounds like you've grown and learned a lot as well. How was it for you when you came to Taiwan? I mean, what kind of culture shock maybe you might have had?
Well, my first culture shock was food. It wasn't a good like experience having quarantines. I think most of the foreigners will tell you that came to that.
You had to eat quarantine food in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. So, that doesn't represent Taiwan.
Yeah,
let me just say that.
I learned that after I went like for a whole month to McDonald's and Subway because I already have a conception of the food, but after that I was like my wallet wasn't taking it.
Right, of course.
So I have to explore more Taiwanese food.
All right. What's your go-to food now in Taiwan?
Hot pot. I love hot pot.
Spicy hot pot. You can take the heat.
Mala.
Okay. She knows her stuff now. All right. Well, let's talk to Ella right now and tell us about your experience, you know, becoming a little bit more international, joining the squad.
Sure. So, like, as for me, I also say that I didn't have a lot of opportunities to interact with international students before joining the OG squad because most of the student clubs in TMU are only, well, not like strictly limited for Taiwan students, but like only Taiwanese students join those student clubs.
It's more convenient for them to do so,
yeah,
I suppose,
with the communication and stuff.
Right.
And then there's not a lot of like undergraduate students that are international students, so like I don't have a lot of chance to like communicate or just interact with them like in general. But like being in a part of OG squad, you know that we have to work with like all kinds of people from different backgrounds, different countries, and they all have like different working experiences or like their habits. So this is where I learned a lot about like interacting with the international students and like maybe helping them to like feel their culture even if they're not at home, like they're in Taiwan.
Right. But I mean, this OG squad is very international. I'm sure most of the time you guys communicate in English.
Yes.
But at the same time, you could probably learn different languages as well,
oh,
not just the culture, right? The language, a little bit of Espanol, as Andrea was trying to correct me here. Well, let's talk about after joining the OG squad, what advantages or benefits can members expect to gain? You know, and this could be a good word of wisdom to people who are going to be joining.
Yeah, like I was telling you before, like being able to work with these different people from all around the world, like we have more than 10 different cultures represented in OG. So not just having to work with them, having to learn their differences and how to understand them from different religions in the OG squad.
True.
And it's not something that make us a barrier for the communication or to actually make an event together.
Right.
So it's
very interesting that you pointed that out because you guys are here for the healthcare industry and you're studying more and you might bring that knowledge of your own country and culture to the table too. And then there might be differences in that too that you might find interesting or maybe even kind of annoying in the beginning, but trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part, like having to understand that aspect that you're not in your culture, you have to respect others' culture and find a way to. It's not that hard in our cases because we have like a friendship bond already, but understand the other, basically have an understanding from the other, and that's what the OG teaches. And from a school point of view, I think our activities are really important because we create that environment. Mm. We nurture that environment. Mm. Because when we first arrived, this is something we discuss a lot with our OG members,
okay,
that it was so hard to approach Taiwanese.
Oh, is that right?
It's so
That's
hard.
That's how you felt, okay.
It's so hard to approach them. We have this, how many tags we have from this topic? A lot.
Is it because it's not just the language, it's about maybe in our culture here in Taiwan, people tend to be a little bit more secluded, or they don't open up as much as Western cultures, maybe? Is that what you're experiencing?
I think it's like they are more shy.
They're more shy, exactly.
Or maybe they don't feel secure from their English point of view. And being able to create these events to actually engage them to participate with international students and make friends in there and like, okay, today I learned something different and mm-hmm. I'm still here in Taiwan. Mm. And maybe later on they can see, okay, now I'm going to see an international, I'm going to approach them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk with them, because at the beginning it was really hard to make like Taiwanese friends.
Yeah, I see that as a common problem in this culture. And you know, I have to say, you know, to anyone who's listening right now, if you're from Taiwan and you are able to be in an environment like this at TMU or the OG squad in specific, you have a great opportunity to meet so many different cultures and people from different walks of life in different countries. We should be more welcoming, all right? And don't be so shy. And then a lot of times you'll find out that, you know, everyone is you know, having their own hard time trying to speak English as well, you know, so we're all in the same boat together, and we're trying to communicate as much as possible. And that's something that Ella has learned a lot too, about communications, right?
That's right.
Through OG squad.
Because like my role, I'm the captain of OG squad.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Hello, captain.
Thank you. Hi. So the thing is that like back in the times, I'm like not that good at expressing my own feelings, even in Chinese.
Okay.
So like, you know that I have to lead the whole group. And sometimes when they are all like, I'd say like a little bit older than me, they have like strong opinions while I tend to like listen. So I learned a lot about like embracing their different opinions and like mm-hmm. kind of like, if they want to like almost get into a fight, I need to like calm them down and then kind of, you know, like sort out their ideas, make sure that everyone is like calm and they know how to, you right. know, communicate with each other. Because I have to like lead this group of people, I know like, and through all the process of mm-hmm. like planning and executing the events, mm-hmm. I learn and get a lot of chances to practice this kind of skills
right.
with communicating and like helping everyone to like be in a group and work with as a team.
Right. So see, Ella can be a great example because she just mentioned, even in Chinese, it's hard for her to open up, mm-hmm. you know, and think it's part of this culture.
Yeah. And that's the barrier we have to break, like off from our point of view that like Latins are known to be more like,
passionate.
Hey, passionate and friends from everybody. Like we don't care. And we are so loud as well.
There you go.
So I used to see like when we were in the meetings the first few months, they didn't speak at all.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the like international speaking and giving out ideas where like other Taiwanese students are just sitting there and listening maybe.
Mm. Yeah, we can't have like too strong. At the end, like we make events together, we decide to do more bonding activities.
Right.
So now we got this balance that they speak, we speak, like it was better.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's awesome to hear the story like that and how, you know,
the
slowly,
process.
Or the process of how you guys, you know, kind of glue together at the end. How about the TMU community? How does it benefit from all this too? You know, you guys have been holding some events as
mm-hmm.
well.
Like one of the like latest events is called the TMU International Cultural Dance Night.
I saw that,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, like if you can see in our Facebook. Uh-huh. Wait,
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, no. I've been checking
like,
your social medias out, and it's pretty good.
You're going to see that actually the performance, they went all out.
Uh-huh.
They have their national costumes. They like really took time to really practice their dances and everything. So,
and the music.
And the music. Everything was
right.
really good. At the end, it was really fun because at the mm-hmm. end, we just decided to win. The team that won was India.
Okay.
They really had a spectacular performance.
All right.
So one of the things in their performance, they had Despacito. So
oh.
at the end, like everybody was leaving and they were like, let's put Despacito again from the Indian version, right?
Wow.
So everybody just went to the stage and started dancing together and having fun. So I think it was a really good opportunity.
Yeah, doing the suave, suavecito,
oh, yeah.
Despacito. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
It's great because, you know, performing arts really connect people together, you know, through music, through dance performances and whatnot. So it's very awesome to see you guys hold something like that. Maybe also share some other noteworthy experiences. Back to you, Andrea.
For me, the event that holds, like, I feel like if my is our best event is the cooking competition.
Oh, okay.
And because the cooking competition really represents what is OG about. It's like that bonding and making the activity for internationals and a student to actually engage for a lot longer, like to have.
Yeah, we have like two international students with one Taiwanese students paired in a group. Okay. So that's why they have to like keep communicating.
Yeah.
That's where the culture exchange happens.
Or actually we have as well like two Taiwanese and one international students as well. So basically every team has like two people from one culture and one from another culture.
Right?
So they actually have engaged and they have to make three dishes. Well, the first dishes was like
appetizers.
A main dish and a dessert. And each dish have to represent one of their culture. We have two culture, and the last dish have to represent a blend of the culture.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. Like, for example, one of my friends participated. He's from Guatemala.
Uh-huh.
And they actually really engaged in the whole thing. And I tried his dish and the fusion dish. That's what we call the fusion dish.
Right.
And it was so good. It was like half this Taiwanese type of cabbage that we don't have, but it was pretty good. So I think everybody really liked the event. And we also see the blend in there. And for example, my friend is still keeping contact with this Taiwanese that I don't think in another way they will be have any other contact before.
That is a brilliant idea. I mean, food, first of all, connects people together no matter what, right? And then to have that blend and combination of two different cultures to cook up three different dishes. You guys are like reinventing MasterChef and Iron Chef all together.
Actually, that's an idea.
While we're on the subject of food, I mean, you already mentioned you love hot pot, mala hot pot.
Yeah.
What would you like to bring to Taiwan that is from Honduras then?
I think, and actually people really like this because I have sometimes food with the Honduran Association here, we have this thing called baleada.
Baleada.
Like it's like flour tortilla with beans. But the thing is that we eat beans salty.
Okay.
Salty beans in top of the tortilla.
Okay.
And then we put eggs and we have like this sauce that we call mantequilla. We cannot find that here. We have to make it like
from scratch
here.
Try to make it as similar as possible.
Yeah, and it's really good. Actually, when we sell that with the Honduran Association, a lot of Taiwanese really like the mantequilla especially.
Oh.
And also we have like this drink that is called horchata, that is a rice drink.
Oh, okay.
And people really love that horchata.
Because we do have rice drinks here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
We call it mi jiang, and then, you know, maybe it's similar.
Have you tried it before?
Actually, at the market thing, I actually had some.
Yeah,
it was really good.
My friend from Guatemala, that he won that second place, I think.
Of the cooking competition.
Of the cooking competition.
So they get the chance to have a stand at our, like, food trip market thing.
Okay.
So he was selling horchata and he was selling this fusion dish. But if you try the horchata, it's like it's really good. Like it's like just rice with cinnamon. So Taiwanese people really like that.
Now you guys are again in the second year, going on third year. Eventually, you're gonna have to pass the baton on, and you guys are constantly recruiting people as well, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about this. What specific qualities are you looking for? And you're always looking for people if they are interested in joining the OGE squad.
So the OG squad is composed of like three different teams, the administration team, the events team, and the creative and media team, each having their like own function and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So the administration team is basically deal with all the logistics and paperwork.
Yeah. Right.
So we need people that are like organized and productive with a clear logic.
Mm-hmm.
And for events team, since they are where all the events ideas mainly come from, we need people that are like creative. And for the creative and media team, who is in charge of our Instagram account, so they produce beautiful posters and designs for our events, and sometimes during the events they help take photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are artistic or like they know how to edit photos or videos are the most suitable for this team. But like although each team have like different preferences, but like there are some characteristics or qualities that all squad members should possess.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we expect our members to be like actively helping out instead of like passively waiting for like comments or orders.
Right.
So like I guess this is like the most important quality that we're looking for is like you have the ability to collaborate with a team.
Mm. Again, going back to that word, engage.
Mm-hmm,
know, you got to be able to be executing that engage word.
Mm-hmm.
So great. I'm glad to hear you guys have a good infrastructure right there, the promotion part. And you guys have, Instagrams and other social medias maybe that people can follow. All you got to do is search for tmu.ogesquad, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Again, if you're interested, you can contact them. The captain is right here. And our other special guest was Andrea Patricia Cano Romero. Such a pleasure to talk to you too. Thank you for sharing your student life and about your project, not just project, but this organization that's so important to diversity at TMU called OGE Squad. Again, that's Office of Global Engagement. Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ti.
And that does it for Your Life, Your Way. Again, a TMU podcast program. I am Joseph Lin, and we will see you next time.
Your Life, Your Way is brought to you by Taipei Medical University. To get more content sent directly to your device, you can subscribe to our program on iTunes or Spotify. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.